Vietnamese gangs are selling children and teenagers.
Và trong khoảng thời gian đấy em không được đi đâu, không được ra ngoài. Ông ấy kể là lần trước có một thằng kiểu như có một thằng trốn ra ngoài bị nó bắn một phát kẻ giò nên là.
We go behind the transnational smuggling chain, trapping young people into slavery, thousands of miles from home.
No to musisz mi to odpracować. Widocznie jak się stawia, nie chcę tego robić coś, no to wtedy pewnie dochodzi do rękoczynu.
And we ask why European authorities aren't doing more to stop the trade.
Das kann ausbeuterisch sein, muss aber nicht.
101 East investigates how Vietnamese youth are being trafficked into Europe.
Zaczynamy rozmowę, tak?
This man, who we'll call Anjay, knows well how the Vietnamese human trafficking mafia operate. He and his gang transported hundreds of Vietnamese nationals from Lithuania to Berlin via Warsaw.
Ja tam przykładowo takiego człowieka to bym nie uderzył, bo to ja nie wiem, czy ja bym nie zabił go na przykład. No tak. No kurczę, no bo to maleństwa takie, one ważą po ile, po 40 parę kilo, po 50 to maksymalnie. Tych, co się wiozło, to takich trochę przytytych, może tam, to nie wiem, kilka osób było. A tak to wszystko takie szczupłe, no. I to same chłopaki prawie. Dziewczyn to tam bardzo mało było przewieziono. Bardzo mało.
Man kann das so bezeichnen, ist letztlich moderne Sklaverei.
Marcus Pfau is with the German Federal Police. He's in charge of fighting organized crime in central Germany. An expert in human trafficking, he's been trying to crack the Vietnamese organized crime networks.
Das sind die Netzwerke, die sehr hierarchisch agieren, die hochprofessionell miteinander agieren und die auch andere Felder der organisierten Kriminalität oder kriminelle Handlungsfelder mitbedienen.
The traffickers have been smuggling Vietnamese nationals through Poland for years. Thousands have been brought to Germany along this route.
Tamten, nie ten, tamten. Tutaj tylko przetrzymywali tych ludzi. Tam się stawało obusem, samochodem. I już, i SMS-em, że jestem na miejscu, czy tam kierowca jest na miejscu, jak on przyjechał tam z moich chłopaków któryś. No to już oni są i tam po paru minutach z tej klatki wychodzili tutaj. No.
I to ilu ich wychodziło?
Różnie. Mhm. Różnie. Dwóch, pięciu, siedmiu, dziewczyny, kobiety też.
Młodzi?
Młodzi przeważnie. No, znaczy tak u nich to ciężko jest poznać. Przykładowo, czy to jest młody, czy on jest stary.
Między tymi Wietnamczykami tam było dużo nieletnich.
No nie wiem. To jest, no mówię, ciężko jest poznać po nich.
This young man, who we'll call Chung, is one of the many people smuggled in by Anjay. He was brought from Lithuania to Warsaw, where he then went into hiding.
I feel calmer when I'm drawing something like this. That helps me calmer.
Chung lives in constant fear of the traffickers. As an orphan, he lived with his grandmother in Vietnam. But when she died, he had to survive by collecting and selling mussels, snails, driftwood and plastic bottles.
Rồi người ta hỏi muốn đi làm không và có nhiều tiền không ấy. Rồi lúc đấy em kiểu còn trẻ con không biết thì em cứ làm theo người ta ấy. Vâng, nói chuyện thì rất dễ nghe, kiểu rất là thân thiện với em. đi làm công việc gì, ông đi bao lâu. Hình như người ta chỉ nói đi sang Đức hay đi sang đâu thì đó, em không nhớ chính xác là đi sang đâu, nhưng mà em nhớ như vậy thôi.
The human smuggling route Chung was taken on stretches from Vietnam to Poland. Like most of his compatriots, he was transported across Russia to the Baltic nations and then to Poland. On the way, Chung says he was held in abandoned warehouses, sometimes locked in for weeks at a time.
Và trong khoảng thời gian đấy em không được đi đâu, không được ra ngoài. Còn chỉ ở trong nhà thôi, sáng trưa chiều tối này tất cả đều trong nhà. Không biết ở đâu cả. Nhưng mà em nghe mấy người kiểu như người trong nhà nói chuyện với nhau thì em biết ở đấy là ở Nga rồi. Em hỏi cái ông Việt Nam người đấy, em hỏi là em có được ra ngoài không, thì ông ấy bảo là không được ra ngoài đâu. Ông ấy kể là lần trước có một thằng kiểu như có một thằng trốn ra ngoài bị nó bắn một phát kẻ giò lên rồi, nên là ông ấy kể như thế, nên thôi lần sau em không dám hỏi cái gì nữa và em không dám bất cứ ý định gì.
Drivers like Andrzej transported people all across Eastern Europe.
Stamtąd?
Z Litwy? No już tutaj do nas. Przykładowo, żeśmy wtedy tam byli, dwa samochody ich, busy takie brały.
I to ilu takich Wietnamczyków tam pasuje do takiego busa, takiego?
To różnie wiozili. Ja przykładowo, tak jak tego z Łodzi, co go złapali, to on wtedy wiózł 12 osób. Ja też nawet nie wiedziałem, miało być 8, a jemu wpierdzielili 12.
Some 40,000 Vietnamese people live in the Polish capital, Warsaw. It's one of the biggest communities in Eastern Europe. About 30 kilometers from the city is one of the largest Asian wholesale markets in Europe. It's also a hub for trafficking.
Roztegowywani, jak tam, nie wiem, przywieźli tam 20-30 osób. Nie, to właśnie tam na Włodarzewskiej, za Jankami, zaraz w lewo. Z tej świątyni było brane. O, tu się modlili.
I stąd dokąd się jechało?
No to już wtedy stąd się startowało, przykładowo do Berlina czy do Francji. Dobra, jedziemy, nie będziemy tutaj. Nie.
As Chung was being smuggled through Poland, the driver lost control of his minivan shortly before the border with Germany. People were seriously injured in the accident.
Và cái vẫn còn rất là sợ, tại vì cái người ngồi bên cạnh em này, ông ấy đập mặt vào cái gì đó mà mặt ông ấy chảy rất nhiều máu, nên giờ em vẫn còn rất là sợ.
The driver and all the passengers on board, including 8 minors, were apprehended. It was the starting point for an extensive investigation by Polish authorities. The smugglers' mobile phones were confiscated, and police analyzed the contents, including GPS data. Authorities were then able to piece together the smuggling routes. More than 100 smuggling operations had been carried out within 8 months using 3 vehicles. Andrzej was the chief driver. A Vietnamese national living in Warsaw employed Andrzej and 2 accomplices to traffic illegals to Germany in minivans. The Polish smugglers receiving around $570 per head. The German government says the true scale of modern slavery in the country is likely much higher than official statistics show. And that number has increased dramatically in recent years. Those who are apprehended end up at emergency facilities near the border, like this one in Eisenhüttenstadt. But sources in child protection services say most of the children who are brought in quickly disappear. No one was willing to speak to us officially, but one caseworker agreed to talk on the condition that he remain anonymous.
Also dieses Problem ist schon lange bekannt. Die kommen durch Schleuser hier nach Deutschland Und die wenigen, die von der Polizei gefasst werden, die werden dann direkt zu uns gebracht. Und oft ist es so, dass die nach 2-3 Stunden wieder verschwunden sind hier aus der Einrichtung.
Und was passiert dann?
Ja, wir müssen dann eine Vermisstenanzeige bei der Polizei stellen, aber meistens passiert da nichts weiter. Wenn jetzt zum Beispiel bei einem deutschen Kind eine Vermisstenanzeige gestellt werden würde, da wäre ein Riesentamtam, aber bei einem vietnamesischen Jugendlichen passiert da nichts.
But how many young Vietnamese have gone missing in Germany? Where are they and what happened to them? We researched these questions for months, making hundreds of inquiries. What we found was conflicting answers and contradictory statistics. But one thing's for sure, hundreds are unaccounted for. And the number has been rising for years. We asked the police why they're not looking for them.
Die Suche nach Vermissten wird nur dann aktiv betrieben, wenn bestimmte Umstände dazukommen, die sagen, es besteht die Gefahr, dass es dem Menschen nicht gut geht.
Und die Gefahr sieht man nicht bei den jungen Vietnamesen.
Bei den vermissten vietnamesischen Geschleusten wird diese Gefahr im Regelfall nicht erkannt.
Meanwhile, Vietnamese children continue to disappear throughout Europe. In France, in Belgium, and in the Netherlands.
Goedenavond. Minderjarige asielzoekers die alleen naar Nederland zijn gekomen, worden opgevangen in beschermde locaties.
67 Vietnamese children have disappeared from emergency shelters like this one in Hilversum in the Netherlands. Journalist Sanne Terlingen uncovered the story. She's been investigating the fate of refugee children in Europe.
We were looking for a story that would reveal what kind of problems there were. To show that there was really a problem, we started to look into the shelter that was most protected. We have two of them in the Netherlands, one in the north and one in the south, both at secret locations.
Terlingen says the children live in the shelter to keep safe from gangs who want to smuggle them out of the Netherlands.
I got loads of internal documents, so I could learn a lot from that. They place a night watch in front of the building. They lock the windows, but what they see is that the children steal knives from the kitchen to break open the windows. They spray perfume on the fire alarm, which makes that the door goes open.
Traffickers often wait in cars outside the secure facilities, ready to collect the children when they escape.
And what you could see is that it looks like they disappear voluntarily because they go away by themselves. But the pressure on them is so high because they have to pay debts to these traffickers.
Tullian's in-depth reporting caused a wave of outrage in the Netherlands. The government launched an investigation which found that 97% of Vietnamese minors registered in the country have disappeared. The anonymous caseworker confirms the same methods are used when children escape from shelters in Germany.
Also es scheint so, als hätten diese Minderjährigen genaue Anweisungen, woran sie sich halten. Also sie wissen, wen sie kontaktieren müssen, sie wissen, wo sie hingehen müssen, da gibt es Treffpunkte. Sie werden teilweise direkt bei unserer Einrichtung abgeholt von Autos. Das scheint ein organisiertes Ding zu sein.
The German and Polish authorities were investigating the same smuggling ring, but they weren't sharing their findings. There was no cooperation, despite the fact that the meeting points for traffickers were an open secret. Senior management at the detention facilities confirmed that there were cases of human trafficking. Police were informed and security tightened.
Über diese Drehkreuze laufen die Schleusung der Vietnamesen, weil da haben sie Safehouses, da haben sie Versorgungsstrukturen. Ein Safehouse sind im Regelfall gesondert dafür angemietete Wohnungen, meist größere Wohnungen. Die werden durch Residenten des Netzwerks und durch Dritte, also die scheinbar unbeteiligt sind, werden sie angemietet, ganz regulär. Und dann werden sie als Umschlagplätze für die Ware Mensch genutzt. Hier hatten wir Fälle, gerade in Berlin, wo wir eben ermitteln konnten, dass geschleuste in diese Safehouse gebracht worden sind und erst wieder rausgelassen worden sind, wenn der Schleuserlohn durch die Familie, beispielsweise, es waren diese Fälle, aus Vietnam beglichen worden ist. Und bis solange wie das nicht der Fall ist, hatten wir auch Fälle gehabt, wo es dann teilweise Misshandlung gab, um dann halt Druck auf die Familie auszuüben, diesen Geldbetrag zu überweisen. Ne?
Dorothea Schinecki is with ECPAT, a worldwide network of organizations who advocate for children's rights. In 2019, they released a study on the trafficking of Vietnamese children to Europe. Investigators found smugglers charged between $10,000 and $40,000 to transport people from Vietnam to Germany, far more than families can afford.
50.000 sind jetzt, müssen noch irgendwo herkommen und die Schleuser sagen, ja, wir wollen das Geld.
Ja, dann wird gearbeitet. Dann wird ausgebeutet, dann wird zwangsgearbeitet. Das passiert dann.
Und für wen wird da gearbeitet?
Für die Schleuser.
Sie müssen die Schulden abarbeiten, das ist ganz klar. Und es ist jetzt auch nicht seriös auszusagen, dass wenn der abgearbeitet ist, dann Schluss mit diesem Abhängigkeitsverhältnis ist. Oftmals dauert es an, weil man einfach in so einer Spirale erstmal drin ist und auch schwer wieder rauskommt.
Back at the retail center in Poland, Andrzej tells us more.
Szyją ciuchy jakieś, tak jak tutaj przykładowo. Tu przyjeżdżają też właśnie te tiry, to wszystko.
Nielegalnie.
No, skoro są tutaj nielegalnie, się nielegalnie przekroczyli granicę, no to nielegalnie szyją, tak? Znaczy, oni szyją, żeby im odpracować to, nie?
At this spot in 2017, Polish authorities freed Vietnamese slave laborers from a sewing factory. Among them were children.
Aż odpracują, no. No to jeżeli jest w Polsce, czy w Niemczech, czy tam gdzieś we Francji, czy gdzieś w jakimś innym kraju, no to musisz mi to odpracować. To i to, tutaj i tutaj siadasz i pracujesz. No, widocznie jak się stawia, nie chce tego robić i coś, no to wtedy pewnie dochodzi do rękoczynu.
Experts in criminal law define human trafficking as when people lose their identity and are handled as goods. But Sebastian Loudon from the German Criminal Investigation Office says these people have been smuggled, not trafficked, because they know they'll have to work to repay the cost of getting to Europe.
Die Kriterien für Menschenhandel im Kontext Schleusung sind im Regelfall nach unseren Erfahrungen nicht erfüllt. Derjenige, der sich einem Schleusungsnetzwerk anvertraut, der weiß vorher, dass er natürlich in irgendeiner Form Geld erbringen muss, was er vielleicht zum Zeitpunkt der Beginn der Schleusung noch nicht zur Verfügung hat. Er geht also davon aus, dass das Schleusungsnetzwerk ihm die Möglichkeit eröffnen wird, zwischendurch zu arbeiten, um Geld zu erwirtschaften, was dann wiederum in die Fortsetzung der Schleusung fließt. Das kann ausbeuterisch sein, muss aber nicht.
German and Polish officials have also uncovered illegal cannabis farms run by Vietnamese. The farms are filled with young workers forced to care for the crops. It's something Andrzej, the Polish smuggler, confirms.
Narkotyki, marihuana i metamfetamina.
I przewóz ludzi.
No i przewóz ludzi.
To są ci sami ludzie?
To są wszystko jedno i te same.
Gdzie to idzie wszystko?
Do Berlina.
Ist es der Handel mit Betäubungsmitteln? Ist es die Herstellung von Betäubungsmitteln? All das sind ja Geschäftsfelder, denen sich organisierte kriminelle vietnamesische Netzwerke unter anderem widmen. Und da dient Schleusung dazu, wieder, ja, wie soll man das sagen, ein Stück weit Menschen, ein Stück weit Humanressource, so hart wie das klingt, auch in diese anderen Handlungsfelder organisierte Kriminalität reinzubringen und damit entsprechend verwerten zu können.
Ein klassischer Fall von Menschenhandel.
Das ist ein klassischer Fall von Menschenhandel, natürlich.
Today we're at a workshop on human trafficking at the British Embassy in Berlin. British, Belgian and German police investigators are meeting with international charities to discuss how to fight the trafficking of Vietnamese people in Europe. But Sebastian Laudon from Berlin's Criminal Investigations Office thinks it's unwise for countries to compare strategies.
Jedes Land hat unterschiedliche rechtliche Definitionen von Schleusung und Menschenhandel. Das heißt also, da muss man sehr genau hingucken. Also man kann nicht die Rechtssysteme auch anderer europäischer Länder in diesem Kontext miteinander vergleichen.
In 2005, Germany signaled its support for a European Council treaty which defined human trafficking. Kevin Hyland was a chief inspector at Britain's Metropolitan Police and the UK's first independent anti-slavery commissioner. Now he's an advisor to the Council of Europe on anti-trafficking.
Every country's definition should come from the Council of Europe's convention. And I know that there are differences technically and there are differences in some interpretations. But ultimately, the definition created by the Council of Europe convention and the international instruments clearly lays out what a crime is, and that's what a country will be assessed on.
Hyland believes Germany hasn't yet lived up to its commitments. He says the European Council report of 2019 clearly highlights the weak points.
There is not a national process for supporting victims. Also, the positive duty to investigate crimes. So there is a proactive investigation that should happen. I also think there are, you know, areas that are missing, like an independent rapporteur or commissioner, someone to look at the situation across Germany, and, you know, then that consistency of monitoring over a period of years.
The exploitation of Vietnamese minors continues to take place in Germany. But officials like Sebastian Laudon say many of the young victims are not truly underage.
Eine Vielzahl von eingeschleusten Vietnamesen, die aufgegriffen werden, bezeichnen sich selbst als minderjährig, als unter 18-jährig. Die Realität sieht allerdings so aus, dass wir nach polizeilichen Erfahrungen davon ausgehen müssen, dass ein weit überwiegender Teil derjenigen vietnamesischen eingeschleusten Menschen, die sich hier als minderjährig ausgeben, tatsächlich nicht minderjährig sind.
October 2019, on the outskirts of London, many of these victims were definitely minors, boys and girls. In a smuggling operation gone wrong, 39 people suffocated to death in the back of a truck. All were Vietnamese. One of the victims was a 17-year-old boy, another his friend, had just turned 18. 12 days before, both had disappeared from a facility in the Netherlands, apprehended after being smuggled in from Germany. Shortly before she died, one of the victims wrote a message to her mother back home.
This is somebody dying. And yet, there was no blaming the network. No blaming anybody who sold her that ticket. No saying things like, I wish I didn't do this. In the end, it was just, I'm sorry. I'm not making it.
So the smugglers or the traffickers have this deadly weapon of shame.
Well, it's the cultural weapon that they wield. Very adeptly, right? They keep people in debt bondage. They are able to make sure that people shut up and never tell their neighbors about the treacherous journey that they've been on.
Today, Chung lives illegally in Warsaw. A Polish court sentenced Andrzej to 3.5 years in prison on charges connected to human trafficking. Their stories, just footnotes in this ongoing human drama, ruining lives from Vietnam to Europe.